You're listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
July the 11th, 2019. President Trump said earlier today, we spend $20 billion on a census. They go through houses, they go up, they ring doorbells, they talk to people. How many toilets do you have? How many desks do you have? How many beds? What's the roof made of? The only thing we can ask is, are you a citizen of the United States? Isn't it the craziest thing? So said President Trump earlier today. Of course, he's been warning a citizenship question on the census for 2020, a Supreme Court decision 2 weeks ago, blocking that effort. The White House has decided we're not going to fight it. We're going to take another tack. Enjoy in Liberalville. Oh, wow, he backed down. He backed down. We got him to back down. Well, the president is dropping efforts to actually put the question on the census, but now he's declared by executive order, every federal department will provide any citizenship information it has to the Commerce Department. He said, we still need to determine citizen and non-citizen populations, and we will leave no stone unturned. And for all those dancing in the aisles, he backed down. He says, we're not backing down. But the question will not be on. And, of course, the whole issue was, would somebody lie anyway? I mean, if you're not a citizen, do you want to say you're not a citizen? Or would you even bother answering the door? That's part of the concern of liberals that, oh, my gosh, what do we open the door? It's ICE posing as census takers to grab us and take us away. The census question has been on our census up until 1950. You know why it originally came off? One explanation was that, well, we used to also ask in the early 40s, do you have a radio? By the 50s and 60s, that was a nonsensical question. We don't ask that. And that's probably where it originally came, that most of those in this country, from 50 going forward, were American citizens. But we have seen in the last 10 years how we have turned upside down as far as how many illegals are in the country. And I'm not just talking about legal immigrants who are here but not U.S. citizens. I'm talking about the illegals. And we don't know. And yes, those questions do have a lot to do with districting for congressional districts, and they have a lot to do with appropriations. But apparently we're going to go forward on this. So here's what we've got coming up in the next 2 hours. First of all, ICE is going to start rounding up some 2,000 illegals in the country. They've already been adjudicated. Your asylum request does not stand. You are to be deported. Now, the president started to do that, if you recall, a couple of weeks ago, and Democrats started hollering and hollering. He said, okay, I'm going to give you 2 weeks to get your act together, come up with something that is a comprehensive asylum plan. They haven't done anything, and they were never going to. All they do is stall and buy for time. But now it appears ICE is going to go forward. Now, is that information purposely leaked, and would there be a good reason for it? We'll get into that. And do Democrats really prefer to see Trump fail more than they want to see immigrant lives saved? Now, I'll break that down for you. And we'll also take a look at some of the details involving Jeffrey Epstein and his ties to Bill Clinton. Yeah, they're still trying to tie Donald Trump to him, but they did their best shot yesterday with the Labor Secretary. Didn't get very far. I'm not saying they won't come back around. But at the same time, the liberal media is ignoring Clinton's ties. Well, of course, he's not president, but more important, he's one of them. We'll get into that. And Nancy Pelosi is a racist. Yes, judging by statements from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she is a racist. Even producer Michael Moore, the movie producer, says, yeah, she is. Missouri Congressman Clay suggests Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is ignorant for even posing the question and she's surrounded by ignorance. And also, before we wrap up this evening, a sad, sad, sad story about CNN. And I will try my best not to laugh my way through that story. Before we go to our break, we spent a lot of time yesterday about Megan Rapinoe and her victory speech in New York, standing up saying we should love each other more, hate less, and still saying, I'm not going to the effing White House, and she, you know, just the whole thing about Trump, and standing there smirking while our national anthem was being played and sung by fellow members of her team with their hands over their hearts, and she just stood there looking at the crowd like, look at me, I'm not doing anything except smirking. And then she appeared on an MSNBC program. And here's how far the mainstream media just buys into this. They played a clip of that speech where she said, we should love each other more, less hate. And of course, that's not the way she treats the president, is it? And then the MSNBC host, Nicole Wallace, said, that's a powerful call to action today. Megan Rapinoe, the team's unquestioned leader on and off the field, you make us believe. God bless you. I'm telling you, you watch, they might end up putting her on the political ballot for the White House. They're certainly going to be counting her to stand beside some candidate and boost the ratings. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, finding, removing threats to your health. In one facility, occupants were getting sick, but only in one portion of a building. And Wellington Environmental was asked to investigate and soon found air conditioning units in the rooms only in that side of the building were blowing cold air loaded with mold. The AC units in that part of the building were pulling air from a stagnant pond. Mystery solved, threat resolved. That's just one of many Wellington Environmental stories. And then there's a hospital that was going to have to close because of a water main break until Wellington stepped in to help. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Here we go, and here's some red meat for you. Ice raids are being announced in advance that once again, starting Sunday, ICE is apparently going to move forward with its previously announced plan to apprehend at least 2,000 illegals across the country, and the libs have their hair on fire again. Now, let's talk about, first of all, this idea of the advance notice. Is it planned that way? Again, they're going to be targeting something like 2,000 immigrants that have already been listed by the courts for deportation. But ICE agents admit there could be collateral fallout. That means if they find others in the midst and with them that are here illegally, they might as well be rounded up as well. Certainly any with criminal histories. If they're all in the same house, they could all be arrested. But the issue of letting the word out, the president probably allowed it at one point previously because he wanted to give Democrats a chance to respond, and they failed to do so. And I think this time again, they've kind of let it slide out that, yeah, we're going to do it Sunday. And in this case, the Democrats aren't really going to get anything done between now and then. But according to one source, that'd be Steve Bucci, Homeland Security expert at the Heritage Foundation. We've had Steve on numerous times. He says the main point here is that the administration is trying to circumvent some of the blowback from the other side of the aisle. It sends the message that these people have been notified to self-deport, and if they fail to do that, this might happen. It is saying that we are not monsters. What we are doing is in accordance with the law and in a reasonable fashion. I think Steve Bucci has it exactly right. Telling them, you've been notified to self-deport. You haven't done it, so we will round you up. And he went on to say past administrations didn't announce raids because they don't have to. They just carried them out. And to that extent, Obama did. 1.6 million deported. Did you hear the cry from the left at the time he was doing that? Nope. You didn't hear anything. Not a whisper. But what we have now, because it's Trump in the office, we have a scare tactic, fear-mongering starting. The American Immigration Council is telling everyone no one arrested this immigration raid should be deported without a day in court. They've already had their day in court. That's the point. And they say we're recruiting and training immigration attorneys from around the country. And then they issued a list of do's and don'ts for immigrants. Don't open the doors. Don't say anything to ICE agents. Don't sign anything. Do take pictures. Get a lawyer. And they said as the threat of ICE raids brings fear to our communities, it's important you know your rights. Well, who all is out there shouting that this is creating fear? Does anyone care what Hillary Clinton has to say? I know. I'm going to share it with you anyway. Hillary Clinton says, for what it's worth, the Trump administration is preparing sweeping raids on undocumented people as the president demands citizenship information through the census. Well, of course, that issue has been put aside. But then she added, weaponized fear and bigotry are the central projects of this administration. Did she say that when she was Secretary of State and Obama was deporting 1.6 million illegals? And then you've got Congressman Swalwell, who was going to run for the White House and realize, I don't have any support. I'm going to bail out, which is probably a good idea. But he's also saying Trump is attempting to, quote, erase the existence of Hispanic families in America. You tell me who's starting fear-mongering and talk like that. The Republicans or the Democrats? And then don't forget, one candidate who is still in the running for the White House, 2020 presidential hopeful, South Bend Mayor Pete, says the ICE raids that Trump has promised will make America less safe. He said, look, I don't think anybody disagrees there ought to be law enforcement protecting people from danger. This is targeting people caught in a broken system where there should be a pathway to citizenship. He said, if rumors start going on, the raids is actually making the community less safe. I will say this. He is right to the extent that those agents who might have had an easier job, now they might face more resistance and even threats to their safety. But ICE raids are not making America less safe. They're making America, America. Jim, you're on Larry Connors, USA. Go ahead.
Hey, Larry, I got two comments.
Sure.
First one on Megan Rapinoe. You know, the comment, more love, less hate.
Yeah.
So her love is only if you agree with the things that she agrees with.
Sure.
You know, and to me, I mean, it's like, you know, you can't have it both ways. And on the immigration factor, people need to realize you cannot go. There is almost no country on this planet that you can go as a non-citizen and live there legally. We're the only one, well, illegally, but you can't live there. You can't get a job. You can't overstay a passport, you know, just to
right. Visit. You're right.
You know, people need to realize that, you know, I mean.
And you know what? I think if you actually sat down a Democrat and discussed that with them, maybe they would acknowledge that, because I could flat out say, have you ever tried to go to France without a passport and get in? Have you ever tried to go to Mexico, even Canada? I mean, I will guarantee you, they'll reckon, yeah, that's true. Well, then why should we be different? Why should we not protect our border? We lose our border, we lose our nation.
They won't agree with anything as long as Trump's president.
That's a perfect point. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for your call and your information. And he's right. And in fact, to that extent, raises this next issue for us. Do the Democrats want Trump to fail more than they want to save lives of immigrants? Please stand by. You ever look down and see a strange-looking bug in your home? What is that? How many more might be in my home? Well, you can go to Rottler.com, and you'll be able to identify that mystery bug. And then, of course, immediately book Rottler to get rid of it. Of course, Rottler can also get rid of those common pests, ants, spiders, bed bugs, mice, moles. Rottler Pest and Lawn Solutions, serving St. Louis and mid-Missouri since 1956. Go to Rottler.com.
90.
Larry Connors USA.
So again, the question is, do Democrats want to see Trump fail more than they're concerned about saving lives of immigrants or their care? Short answer is yes. They don't really care about the immigrants anyway, or their lives, or their conditions. They care about the votes. Former acting Immigration Customs Enforcement Director Tom Homan said the same thing. He said, you got to blame the Democrats for prolonging the border crisis because of their hatred for Trump is more important than the lives of illegal children. He said they want this president to fail on border security because of their hatred of this president, and their drive to see him fail is more important to them than the lives of women and children. He went on to say, men and women of the Border Patrol are doing an outstanding job. Over half of them are Latino descent. Most of them are mothers and fathers themselves. They're not making women or children drink out of toilets. They're not molesting children. And then he raises this question, which we've had before you numerous times. Is anyone on the left talking about the 4,000 men, women, and children saved by the Border Patrol just so far this year? No, they want to point out how bad conditions are, to the extent they even jumped in with video or picture the other day as they were going to hold their hearings and showed two kids sleeping on the cement floor, I should say, with maybe just a blanket back behind a chain link fence. But the problem was those were pictures from the Obama administration, not Trump. So Homan, former ICE director, says Congress's failure created this whole mess. They can look in the mirror if they want to blame someone for children being in overcrowded detention placement. It is their fault. All right, we also can take a look at what happened with USA Today and their editorial board. They just decided to lay it all on the line today and say that Donald Trump earns a place in history with how America treats migrant children. They want you to look at that. And they want you to believe that we now have on our history the most sordid story of how we treated migrant children. Yeah, they go on to say the whole thing is, when it comes to the topic of well-being of kids crammed into federal immigration systems or centers on the southern border, there ought to be no room for debate. Well, the Democrats have been debating it. They won't provide the funds to correct things. USA Today editorial board goes on, for young children, toddlers, infants guilty of only being carried or led into the U.S., it's unconscionable for federal officials to banish them for days or weeks to squalor. Where are we going to put them? If the Fed money from the Democrats is not coming through in time, we cannot put the children in the midst of all the adults. And yes, we do separate some, because by DNA testing, we have found 30% of them who claim it's their child, it's not their child. And even last night, as I pointed out, even Chris Cuomo of CNN said, this issue also deeply involves child smuggling. We have said that repeatedly. Child and human smuggling. Girls being brought across to be placed into prostitution. Children set up to be abused in who knows what ways. And it's not just immigrants coming across looking for a better life. And, of course, when they raised this USA editorial board, this is what a national disgrace looks like. And how has President Trump responded? With his characteristic deflection and denial. The same could be said for Democrats who would not step forward in doing this and do it correctly. Obama did separate children from their mothers and families. He did. But they won't ignore that. And they also point out that after a decade of not a single death under the Obama administration, at least 7 migrant children have died this time around. 2 points. First of all, that's assuming a death was not reported. Could have been deaths and they weren't reported. They just kind of look away. Also, the fact that the numbers now are staggering of those coming across compared during Obama. But USA Today wraps it up, says Trump covets a place in history with his administration's cruelty toward Central American immigrants. He might well have earned it. It's one of those backward compliments, basically destroying him. But let me give you another balance for that. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus, discussing what's going on with the deportation policy. And here's what he had to say. I hope you're listening. This is the first chair, Congressman Gallego, Democrat of Arizona, with the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He said, "We do believe the deportation policy under President Obama was way too harsh and created the environment we're now living in." So he's acknowledging, yeah, Obama was way over the board, but they said nothing then. They said nothing. Why now, Trump? And he went on to say, Obama is to blame for the environment we're now living in. Do you expect to see that on your mainstream media? Do not hold your breath. Bob, you're on Larry Connors, USA. Go ahead.
Hey, Larry, I got 2 points to make. One is, you said something about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, Hillary says that, you know, that this is a terrorist operation, the ICE agents.
Yeah, well, I think she is waiting and waiting and waiting. And I think she's, mark my words, she's going to jump into this race after all the Democrats start kicking each other's ass. And she is going to jump in and say, I'm the one that you need. And she's going to try it one more time.
Well, I would tell you this. One of those who had worked on her staff previously, a woman said, I will ankle tackle her if she tries to get into the race. They don't want her. Go ahead.
I didn't hear that. On this border stuff, obviously the Democrats are trying to go against Trump. And they're doing everything they can to make it look bad for him when he's doing the right thing and trying to make sure that the borders are safe. And it's a no-brainer. Trump is right. The Democrats are wrong. We need to keep these people out of the country and process them appropriately.
That's right. That they can come into the country legally, not illegally. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. I've got to move along because I've got other material I promised the audience. And that is this issue. Jeffrey Epstein, stank. Do you know what kind of bail they're proposing for him so he can get out of jail? This will blow you away. And what about the ties to Bill Clinton? Please stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I had me a girl, taught me those things a young man should know. And I'd be to learn a little bit more. All that woman taught me to pray. I saw heaven every day. All she could
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Perfect song to set up the Jeffrey Epstein story, right? Of course, we're talking about underage girls. Not just teenagers, even under that in some cases. Epstein is charged, as you well know, that he was not just having sex with underage girls, but recruiting them. And some of those already talked to say we were not yet 18 at that time. And of course, Jeffrey Epstein, former hedge fund manager, friends with Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, Prince Andrew. He counts him among his friends. He pled not guilty Monday. And since that time, he's been locked in the Manhattan Correctional Center. He wants to be freed. And his lawyers are arguing, hey, he's not really guilty of anything severe at this point. That case down in Florida ended up just being another case. And the fact that, you know, he served time for it. Well, they are willing to say, how about we pay a bail of $77 million. We give you a $77 million bail that he'll stay here, and we'll put him in his Manhattan townhouse with electronic monitoring, 24-hour private security guards. He will not seek or obtain any new passport. How about that? How about we do that? Would you let him out of jail? So far, no answer. Now, of course, that mansion that exists in New York, where he wants to go back to right now, it's a seven-story Upper East Side mansion. And investigators already been inside, looking at what they saw on the walls, the pictures and so forth, gathering information and pictures off of his computers. And they say there's a treasure trove of lewd photos, a life-size doll, other oddities. So I guess he would be happy to be back in his mansion with all of that around him. The 66-year-old pleading not guilty says, I just want to go home. All right, we saw yesterday Labor Secretary trying to defend what he did as a prosecutor in Miami when it was involving Jeffrey Epstein on another case. Democrats are trying to bring him down and say, you did not do what you should have. He's saying, well, the case was entirely different then. I'm not going to go over all of that, but the whole reason as to why they are going after the Labor Secretary and any connection to Epstein is because it's another way to get to Trump. They think. And they want to ignore anyone else that might be on their side of the fence. Even Nancy Pelosi's daughter said the other day when this story broke, I fear some of our faves are going to be wrapped up in this. But we should let the chips fall where they should. These women should be heard. These young girls, be they Republican people who were with Epstein or Democrats. And one in particular that is just glossed over, and I did not see one single report on mainstream media today regarding Bill Clinton. Now, Clinton has, of course, put out a statement saying, I know nothing, I know nothing. And he did say, well, I took a total of four trips on Epstein's private jet. And that's all, just four. That's what they're saying. They're not getting into other details of what flight records are showing. We're going to get into that in a moment, showing at least 26 trips aboard Epstein's jet dubbed the Lolita Express. He had this, one of these jets configured, a jet that normally would carry 200, configured to have plenty of room for private use, including a bed where supposedly passengers would have group sex with young girls. Talk about the Mile High Club with young underage girls. That's the allegation. And Bill Clinton was on that plane and with Epstein 26 times between that one and Epstein's other plane, a Gulfstream. Clinton, of course, made the statement that suggesting that he was on the plane by himself, not with Epstein. He doesn't mention whether Epstein was on board. He just kind of wants you to believe that, well, I traveled on the plane. That's it. His statement also claims that Secret Service detail present on every leg of the trip when he was with Epstein. Yet there are numerous reports and documentation, flight log showing that Clinton ditched his assigned Secret Service agents on some flights. Now, keep in mind, at the time he's taking these flights, he is no longer president. He does not have to have the Secret Service with him. 2002, 2003, he's not president. If he wants to take a trip, tell the Secret Service, pick me up when I arrive wherever we're going, they will do that. So they're not on board. They don't know. They don't see. They don't know. Clinton's statement didn't also mention that some of the trips had multiple legs with possible other flights involved. He just wants to mention, hey, we took four trips, that's it. He denies traveling to Epstein's so-called Orgy Island. The Orgy Island, Orgy. One Epstein accuser disputing that, saying the ex-president has been to Little St. James Island, also Epstein's ranch in New Mexico, and his residence in Florida. And saying that she saw Clinton on the private island in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Now, that's her testimony, not been backed up. then the New York Times. The information I was just reading was basically put together by Fox News, so you could say, well, they just want to destroy Bill Clinton. The New York Times, a very staunch liberal paper, the old great lady, is saying in a piece titled, Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein, how are they connected? And they focused on part of Clinton's statement, as I just said. I just took four trips. That's it. And, of course, not mentioning if Epstein was on board or anyone else. And they also reported the Times about some flight records in 2015, suggesting Clinton took at least a dozen separate flights. Fox said 26 times. They say it's unclear how many individual flights were involved in each trip. And they also have, on those flight records, destinations Hong Kong, Japan, Singapore, China, which is many more than what Clinton had said. And also leaves out who else is on the plane. According to some who've seen the full flight logs, there was a softcore porn actress listed under massages in the address book. And Epstein's former assistant, Sarah Kellen, was on board, accused in court filings of recruiting young girls, acting as a pimp on Epstein's behalf. And on multiple flights, additional women listed in the flight logs just by their first name are just a simple description, female. And that's it. Now, when you're flying these planes, the pilots had to report how many souls are on board, because if it goes down, investigators need to know how many bodies did we lose, how many are we trying to find, if there are any survivors. So the flight logs are not to be tampered with. They're to be accurate. Are there times that maybe they don't fill it out completely? They don't list everyone that's on board on private planes? Possible. But generally, they're going to be exact, because the FAA at any point could come in and say, I want to see those flight logs for that flight. And if you've got blanks or it's not filled in, you're going to have some splaining to do. And you don't want to do that. So how many women were on each flight? It's unclear. All we see is from the flight logs that have been uncovered, multiple flights, additional women listed in the flight logs by either their first name or a simple description, female. So we just don't know, do we? Is Bill Clinton involved with Epstein on some of the underage girls? There is no documented proof at this point, and I will stress that over and over again. Same thing with Trump. Trump says he's on the plane one time, and so far nothing has ever come forward to say otherwise. Yes, in 2002, Trump made some remarks like, yeah, he's a good guy. He likes to play around, you know, he likes young girls, or he said he likes beautiful women like I do, and the young girls in particular. And since then, Trump has said, I haven't talked to him for 15 years. And the last communication he had with Jeffrey Epstein was at his resort in Florida, when it became apparent that Epstein had an underage girl in the room. The staff reported it, and Trump said, you're out of here and you're banned. Don't come back. But Bill Clinton, what could he say about this? What would he say? And how could Epstein now begin to open his mouth to get out of some of the prison time he might be facing? Of course, we remember Bill Clinton waving his finger at the camera, looking into the camera, saying, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Of course, later impeached by the House of Representatives for lying under oath. And in the midst of all of this, you've got one Epstein accuser giving some very graphic details of what took place. Her story when we continue.
You can follow Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA at Larry Connors USA.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer and can save you a lot of unnecessary fear. One client called frantic. A test sample for an indoor swimming pool showed evidence of Legionella bacteria. Well, that meant the entire pool would have to be drained, then washed with acid. But Wellington Environmental found the pool was safe. The test sample was a false positive. In another case, a homeowner said a buyer had just backed out of a closing. The building inspector claimed he had found evidence of mold in a closet. That could be scary. Could certainly cost the deal. Wellington Environmental found it was not mold. It was traces of asphalt from the wheels of a suitcase. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
One text coming in saying, asking, I should say, did Jeffrey Epstein have anything to do with Harvey Weinstein, the Hollywood producer, and all of his scandal? Well, so far there's been no evidence, but might well be that way. In 2015, Bill Maher, hosting HBO's Real Time, made a joke at that time, a joke about Epstein's alleged sex crimes. That's because at the time he was facing the charges in Florida. And according to those court records, authorities say at least 40 underage girls were brought into his Palm Beach mansion for what turned into sexual encounters. So Bill Maher thought it'd be funny to kind of make a joke out of it, knowing that Clinton had been on the Lolita Express. And he joked, said, Hillary's emails? No, I don't want those. I want to see Bill's. Hey, Epstein, get us at the plane. Let's go to Sex Island. And then added some other words. That was supposed to be a joke, but not so funny to those who were victims. I guess he got a good laugh. I didn't see the program. But it's not so funny to the other victims, is it? None of this is funny when you look at the fact we're talking about underage. Underage. We're not talking about consenting women. We're not talking about those who maybe they did that for their profession, or maybe they just decided to get on and take part in. We're talking about underage children. One of them that's come forward, Jennifer Arosa, I believe that's the name, Arose. I might be off on the pronunciation. She says that she was a 14-year-old student in 2001, when another young woman approached her outside her Manhattan high school and got her to go to Epstein's nearby mansion, the one I was talking about earlier in New York. And she said that began a series of meetings that ended after Epstein sexually assaulted her. She says that I was 15 when he raped me. He raped me, forcibly raped me, knew exactly what he was doing. She's now 32. She says, what hurts even more is that I was afraid to come forward. If I hadn't been, maybe he wouldn't have done it to other girls. Now, keep in mind, again, this is one of he said, she said. Do we know what happened as she described it any more than the allegations about Brett Kavanaugh? We do not. Of course, you have all the women on the left always saying, believe the women, believe the women. I haven't heard any of them come out and say that reference these underage girls. They wanted to accept the allegations against Kavanaugh and anything else that attacks a Republican, but when it comes to their own party, their own people, they go silent. Perfect example, Keith Ellison, Democrat, who has served as a co-chair of the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, and a girlfriend accusing him of forcibly assaulting her. And the DNC said, well, we'll take a look at it. But at the time, he was running for prosecutor in his state, and they didn't do anything. They did nothing. Partly because he's Democrat, he's black, he's Muslim. They did nothing. So again, I don't know if Jennifer's story, she tells it, is true or not. But it's her story. Here's something we do know that's a fact. Jeffrey Epstein has been a very generous donor to Harvard. He didn't go to Harvard, but he gave them a lot of money. How much money? He gave $6.5 million in 2003 to fund a professor's research program on evolutionary dynamics. What the hell that is? Well, that's why he's a professor and I'm not. But he gave $6.5 million. I told you the other day about a woman from the U.S. Virgin Isles who is a congressional representative, one of the representatives, I should say. She got money from Epstein and she said, I'm not going to return the money. He gave it to me in my campaign. She has since apparently decided, yeah, I will give that money back, something like $8,000. But in this case, we have Harvard getting $6.5 million from Epstein. So is Harvard going to return the money back over? Well, you know, money is money, especially at Harvard. And they say, we have no plans to send his money back to him. It's already spent, gone. We're not going to write a check to cover what we've already spent because he gave it to us. It's done. They have no intention at this time of returning any of the money. We'll see. They may end up changing their mind. Oh, by the way, a text coming in. I want to share this for you guys. I take complaints as well. So this texter, unnamed, which is fine. Do you just read the news or you actually have a thought? Oh, I have a thought. I've got a thought about you right now. What I'm doing is giving you documentation. I don't just sit here and babble and come off half-baked ideas and information. I give you detailed information. Yes, I have to read it because I'm sticking to the facts when I'm giving you the facts. When I get off the facts, I'm giving you my opinion, and I damn sure give a thought from time to time, as this audience already knows. Someone the other day said, yeah, listen to all the documentation you present and the stuff you must, how much do you prepare for that? And I said, I prepare as much as I need to. I do not want to go on the air and not be prepared because this audience is discerning and educated and they want to know and they want to know facts and I need to document it. And if I'm quoting someone, I want to quote them. Not it is my thought. I quote the source, contrary to some folks. They have no problem with just kind of throwing ideas around and claiming it's their idea. See, with me, there's a very thin line between credit and blame sometimes. And if someone I'm quoting upsets people and says something wrong, then I'm quoting them so you know where the blame goes. And they get the credit if it's right. That's only fair, isn't it? So, no, I do more than just read, and I actually have a thought. If you'd listen to the program more, you'd see that. In fact, I think you've already seen it just by my answer here. Or wait a minute, I had that written down. I do have thoughts. I read it. Okay, you got me. Coming up in the next hour, Pelosi is a racist. She is, judging by statements from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and even movie producer Michael Moore. Playing the race card against Nancy Pelosi? They did it against Joe Biden, now against Nancy Pelosi? What is going on inside the Democrat Party? Is something upside down, going wrong? Pull the race card. Yeah, even on our own. And you know who else is stepping forward and speaking out about this? Missouri Congressman Clay. Missouri Congressman Clay suggests that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is surrounded by ignorance. And he calls her out for, how dare you call Pelosi a racist? How dare you pull that card on our leader? You see what's going on inside the Democrat Party. They are battling and scrapping and knifing, and they're just short of pulling out guns with each other. And they're still trying to come up with a candidate to represent them in the 2020 elections. And they cannot have peace in their own house. And I love it. Republicans have been there. Yeah, they have. Also, I have a sad story to tell you. It's a sad story about CNNN. I would try my best not to cry or laugh in the next hour.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.